after dusk, dusk, dusk. By the radio, to come up is a must. People tuned in on your radio, or you could even visit us by the .com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
Getting light on the stars of tomorrow. You need work in your career. Steady J holds the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk. Ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and Terry Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dusk. Music was with hot models. We got Life After Dusk, dusk, dusk. By the radio, to come up is a must. Must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit us by .com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life of the Dust Live, your boy Steady J, and the beautiful, talented, pardon me, crime mind, Miss JoJo in the building.
What's up, what's up?
What's up? Oh, man, Empire was great. Great, great, great. That's how I start. That's usually how I end up starting my Wednesdays. Well, not quite starting my Wednesdays, but before I come to the show, I'm watching Empire right before the show, and tonight was really, really good. It's something I called happen. So, juicy, juicy, juicy. Now, I said, it was good. Hey, he saw it last episode. Now, last episode, that man saw that woman, and that, you know, she was in the, she came into a little dinner party in that sexy outfit, you know, and she showed her behind walking away. Yeah, I said, give it about 3 episodes. Said that last week. I told everybody last week, I said, give it 3 weeks, I bet you they're going to be kissing on one of these episodes. And I didn't think that was going to be the next episode that would happen. But, oh, no, but wait, not just that they had, not only did they kiss, they had sex. Now, people, I'm telling you, there's no show to see it. And, well, I mean, it's always great to have something a little bit I don't quite guess. I guess half of it, but the sex part, I didn't think it was going to happen this soon. Wow. So, yeah, that was pretty juicy. Pretty juicy. But how's your day been, JoJo?
Long.
Long.
We had a meeting at work. I'm still drained.
Oh, man. Today's topic, man. Yeah, about today's topic. It'll be really, really good. Today's topic is social media branding 101. I'm going to tell a little background story of what made me go up this topic today, because a lot of times this is what I do. A lot of people know the shows, I kind of just let stuff flow. My brain says, oh, man, like, because that's when it's kind of like when I used to do papers back in school. I would always come with the best papers when I did them the day before the deadline. And that's usually what happens, like, this extraordinary idea, but I can't quite figure it out, but then right towards crunch time it comes out. I was talking about something earlier. I was just randomly talking about something earlier on Facebook about branding. And, you know, it was some spark behind it that people, you know, commented and was definitely feeling there was some decent amount of likes for it. And then it just came to my mind, you know, it's definitely a great topic today because it's something that both me and JoJo are very – you know, we ain't trying to say that we're just like the Bill Nye of social media, but we have very great knowledge of branding, and especially coming into the world of social media as well. So we're definitely going to share. We're not going to quite go into no big textbook and stuff, but we're going to give you bits and pieces. I know to whet your palate, talk about this different stuff. Sometimes, you know, if y'all know people who listen to the show quite a bit now, sometimes me and JoJo agree, sometimes we disagree on stuff. And that's the beauty of the show. Who wants to go to the show where you agree with each other every freaking day? It's boring. But, so, I'm going to open up the table for the first thing and kind of just, you know, get your take on the JoJo and, I know, share my thoughts on it, too. So, first of all, Brandon, like, when it comes to Brandon, what's the first thing that comes to mind for you? Like, just sum it up in a quick sentence.
Dang. Facebook?
Well, not just necessarily what type of branding, but just like a sentence of, you know, what branding means to you.
That's just it right there. Facebook. You think of anything, it's Facebook, Facebook, Facebook. Sometimes Twitter. Sometimes Instagram. Mm. But everything revolves around Facebook now. So no matter
what you talk about,
pretty much a good 90-something% of everything revolves around Facebook.
Well, I think we're definitely having some to speak today during the show. Generally speaking about Brandon, for me, Brandon is all about, first of all, I mean, just simple sentence, it's about having good awareness about what you're trying to do with whatever. And that can go to anything. It doesn't mean just being an artist or being a model or whatever. It could be just normal everyday stuff, like even if you're starting a side business where you're repairing credit. Our branding comes into play. When people can acknowledge your brand, then that makes people have more trust in you. A key part of branding is building trust. And a lot of people don't, there's different ways people are great at building trust, and there's a lot of things people do that kind of take trust away from people. And today's specific piece of it, a branding, would be social media branding. And I'll go to, and as far as like what I was talking about earlier, where it's part of the topic, I had put a status out that said, Brandon 101, if you constantly change your Instagram or Twitter name, you can't get mad that no one can support you. You're a major part of the problem. And I'm going to tell you why I say this. Because
I saw you put that on Facebook.
Yes. And I'll tell you what went fast. So, you know, it's like, you know, because I'm the king of supporting people. And I promote people who support me. But the thing is, I can't support you if when I try to go support you, that page doesn't exist anymore because you can change your name many times. I know a few people that have changed their Instagram and or Twitter name at least 5 times. By the time I promote the name and what they're doing, the freaking thing doesn't exist. And it's like it changed something else, and I gotta be prepared to change that and do that. And then be prepared. It's like, and people want to go, well, nobody knows, nobody supporting me, I can't get no support. A lot of people don't get this. A lot of times, and this is
you
why
can't
I say the change
is mind.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You cannot support what you can't find. And especially, and here, and going into more, there's some people out there, it could be some people like first, like I said, when he want to promote. It could be some investors wanting to invest in you. But when they try to come find you and they can't find your face, they're looking for you all over the place. That's a big part of branding. It's about accessibility. How accessible are you making it for whenever people who are trying to support you to be able to find stuff about you? And it doesn't mean you got to tell your whole life story, but be able to find stuff about your career wise. And if they can't find it, your page changes every time. It does two things: make it harder to find it, but then they do find it, and then you go, "Oh yeah, I changed my name." it kind of builds this whole thought of instability about yourself. Like, people are like, if you're unsure of yourself, then why should I be sure of you? You're not, because it shows that you're not quite sure and just feel trying to find yourself. And some people that's ready to invest right away or try to have you involved with projects or whatever, if you're not quite sure of yourself, it takes that away from them. And now they don't want to go to the insecurity of, well, this person, I'm not sure what to tell them because it might change tomorrow. They might be like, hey, I'm going to do this deal up today, and then tomorrow they don't want to do this deal anymore because they want to change. You can change. It's different change. And then people don't know how to accept change. And then they go into more about that of, it's not that, it's about the type of changes. And if it's a self-inflicted wound, it kind of hurts yourself. So it's so many different things. I can go on all day about the people not doing right with Brandon. And I'm definitely going to touch on a lot of them. JoJo definitely share that. Like, for instance, like with JoJo, on her Twitter, she just got back on Twitter. And she used to think of the same Twitter name. So, and her Instagram is simple. It's simple, but it has to build your brand, because people do that a lot too, JoJo. This drives me nuts where people have these crazy names like I'm Getting Money 22. That has nothing to do with your brand. Like, your stuff, everything with your that you have on Twitter, on Instagram, your name is JoJo. It's JoJo somewhere in it. You keep it going.
Mine says
JoJo
Model
here.
JoJo. My Twitter says H-Town's Model JoJo.
I was saying that everything that you have JoJo built into it. Like your Twitter.
I know, I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, I was so confused. I was like, what?
I was checking myself. I'm agreeing with you. I'm like, yeah, all of my stuff says either H-Town JoJo or JoJo, something with JoJo.
Right.
You just type in JoJo and look for my picture.
Right. And the thing is, brand recognition. They're telling somebody to see you. They can see your picture and say, oh, that's JoJo. Or they might say, oh, they might identify. Some people jokingly see me. That told me for years, probably my mom's Twitter name on purpose. Like, what's up, City J. Duff? Like, what? That's what kind of made me change my name on Facebook. First of all, I just didn't want my regular last name on anymore. So I changed to City J. Duff. And oh my god, like for instance, you saw that little promotion thing I was doing earlier, which is what I was talking about not being able to find people. Like, I'm sitting there trying to show love to people that's using DustFight, which that's another part of the branding, social media branding, and I was going to break down, like what I was saying, where me and you would disagree at, is, you know, before I get to that point, I was promoting this person's stuff on Twitter and showing them love for showing me love. And I couldn't freaking figure out their page. It ain't changing name for the millionth time. And no one can't keep up. If you change your name all the time, you can't get mad and no one's able to keep up with you. And then, that just be driving me nuts with that, man. No one can't do it. No one has time to do it. And you wonder why you keep going. You keep having to feel like you're going backwards because you're spinning yourself backwards. But before we do that, we're going to go to a quick music break, and we'll be back right here on Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Seti J, and your girl, JoJo, will be back. Yeah, you are.
Sweat. too fly. Toast to the thing in the blue sky. I'm here, well, read up. All I need is a word to turn the heat up. To have everybody going crazy in this month. Hands up, screaming out their lungs in this month. For going in, going ham, going did it, damn. What to say? I'm the monk, command. Big bang, make big calls. Nigga kitty over here with a big dog. Take down competition, judo. Living in a cold world, Pluto. I can turn your body on, heavy dripping wet. Set the whole room up, caught a maid for the mess. Said a word, baby girl, that we hotel band. Need a cool off, girl, go on, let it tie. Damn. Trending topic, all you see is my name. Shut the club down like a fire marshal. You sit in line, boy, who you finna talk to? I can get the club packed, I can make it crack. VIP full of dimes and all they booty fat. Need to eat it in your life, girl, I can get you right, girl. Everything hot over here, this is my world. New day, don't step on them. Phone rings, money only thing calling. Leo in the house and they know this. Hey, this mean mugger, I ain't even know this. Black shades on in the club going dumb. Heart beating like a drum, girl, I'm tryna have fun. Put your hands on me, I put it all on you, it's too hot.
This is Queen Shay. You can find me at RenatoCreative.com/African Queen. Bow down to me and become my loyal fan.
All right, we're back. We're back right here on Life is Us Live with your boy, Sonny J, and your girl, JoJo. And the songs we got you listed, that was Cleo Thomas Sweat, and that was all. And then the second song was by Martin Carr. That was Our Song for You. So, yeah, it's crazy. I actually got a chance to meet Cleo before. You probably
is
know
me. Is
she
coming
to
the relays? I know who he is. He's the cute boy from Holes and some other movies that can rap and dance. Is he coming to the relays?
No, woman. No. Oh, I don't
man.
Know if he's coming or not. I don't know if his name's coming.
We need to find
out. I got a chance to meet him a few years ago.
And by we,
when he
I
came
mean
into
you.
Town. And it was crazy, like.
And you didn't tell me? See?
And it was funny. Like I had him on the phone. I was talking to the phone. My sister. He said, "Oh, you know that's my boo." And so I gave her the phone. I gave him the phone. And he said, "What's up?" She was all giddy. So
like
it was crazy. We got a chance to show him around town. We went to the liquor store, and then actually got a chance to chill in the studio. Robert's studio was pretty cool.
Like I said, we need to find out if he's going to relays. And by we, I mean you.
Because he has a studio he works out. He works in from time to time out here in the DL Dub.
Yeah, I'm not about to play with you tonight.
Oh, that's all right. You'll be all right.
I'm not about to play with you tonight. Number one, you're not trying to get on the ball and get Mr. Cleo Thomas out there. Number two, well, you already know what my second rant's going to be.
Oh, he was on the. Oh, yeah, you're gonna be mad at me even more because he was on the subwoofer too.
Huh?
You're gonna be mad at me even more because he was on the show before as well.
See, I ain't about to play with you tonight.
My former co-host from years back, and they was like, and all this.
You see, you need to get on the phone and tell him to come to the relays.
Jojo's like, man, Sonny J, man, you holding out on me, man.
No, I'm not gonna say you holding out on me on that. You know what you holding out on me on.
It was Mark Carr, you know, that's been playing. But as I've said before, I have to play a little bit of everybody. So everyone does have to get some play. There's a lot of people that support me. So a lot of people do have to get some. I just
Kevin
switch it around.
Supports
I can't.
You? Kevin supports
huh?
you, even though he's threatened to throw a can
everybody,
at him.
I said everybody support. A lot of people support me. I play a little bit of everybody's stuff, though. Like, and I know he respects that too. It's like, you know what? That's, you know, is completely understandable because I know he always showed me love and he got to show everyone love. You know, if I only show him love, then what does that look like for everybody else? You know what I'm saying? So,
you know what we
don't. Yeah, you know what I'm saying now.
We're going to do another break in 20 minutes.
So, break. So, we're going to go into the topic we were talking about before. It's our show, social media, Brandon. And actually, we talked about this. You said something about this early in the show when we first brought it up. I actually said, describe most of social media in one sentence. And you brought up a great point that's coming into the second part of our discussion. I actually, you said Facebook. And
yeah,
although, yes, Facebook intends to be a spot. That yes, a lot of me because of the amount of money that's behind it. That automatically, you know, and it's in your face all the time. The branding of it is in your face. that, of course, you know, it's going to automatically make you say, well, your Facebook is where it's at. But not all the time. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. Because sometimes you have to get grassroots on different spots. Like, because a lot of times you keep running to the same circle of people on Facebook. And although a lot of folks are on it, it seems like you keep running to the same circle of people. And for that, you have to that goes part of your branding. You have to branch out to multiple spectrums in order to be able to be a bigger force. Like for me, I'm on multiple sites. Reason being, goes part of my branding process, and that genius of mine as far as branding is being on. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm not just naming the big ones that everyone's going to name off the top of their head, Pinterest, Google+, you know, I'm on those just alone. But then I'm also on independent sites, like, you know, because a lot of people don't understand, hey, you know, this dude, well, he owns his own social media site, and he's on the other one too, because for me, part of the branding process is, you know, yes, I'm a social media owner, but at the same time, too, another entity of myself requires me to be on multiple places because I have to promote the personality side. And sometimes in order to reach different people, you reach different people in different places. Like, not everybody I can connect with is on Facebook, and not everybody I connect with is on Twitter, or not everyone I connect. It's like different people are reactive on different spots, because I'll give you an example. There's been some of the same exact people I have approached this up before via Facebook that when I approached them on Instagram, they were enamored by it. I'm like, ooh, I want to support it. I'm like, I gave you the same information. Like, what made it so different on Instagram versus Facebook? And the thing is, and that goes to the branding of why it's important to be on multiple places, because you expand your reach of being able to reach different circles and whatnot. So not everybody can use the same site as much. So some people even have a Facebook. I met this girl, she was so freaking fine, they told me she didn't have a Facebook. I was like, yes and no at the same time. Like, no. And this is why I kind of get driven nuts on Facebook. Because, you know, Twitter, people do a little bit, and Twitter, the reason why I like Twitter is everything has its place. Like, Twitter teaches you how to be really quick and to the point. It's like, you got 160 characters, go, click. You know, you got to be quick with it. And, you know, Facebook allows you to have more characters, but, sometimes some people just type these thesis papers on freaking Facebook, like, everybody got time to read it. And the thing is, you can't, as far as the way people take in information now, you don't want to do too much. That's another part of your brand, man. I used to be one of them people where when I try to tell someone about my brand and be involved with it, I would see this long behind pages and stuff of breaking stuff down, but you got to spoon feed people. Because some people don't know how to take a bunch of information at one time. And when I start spoon feeding them, it just all kind of changed. But so going with you, and I don't know if you mind me sharing this story. Like, for you, you kind of I kind of start off and then just kind of have you share like why you did it. Like, you actually took a break from social media for a little bit and then kind of rebranded yourself. Like, explain that process to people as far as, you know, why you did it and, you know, the plan of how you were able to reemerge and pick up where you left off at the right way.
Well, like I said, if they can't find you, you're not going to be able to do anything. And if you don't have any kind of social media and you're trying to make out there, you're not going to be able to build yourself.
right now. Yo, so as far as like you taking a, because you had to take a break for a little bit with social media, and then came back. How were you able to make that transition so smoothly, and then be able to come right back into it and pick up where you left off at?
Because I have Twitter. I have Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, Kick. I have my Facebook, and then I have the Google Plus, whatever, through Gmail. I have almost everything, and still talk to a lot of the people that I talk to. When I first started the whole modeling thing, so even though I said, okay, I'm taking a break, everybody still put me out there. So it's not even like I took a break. I was still getting put out there. I still had people hitting me up on Facebook or Twitter. They're like, hey, what's going on with this? I know you're going to do something new. Who are you working with now? Like, what are you going to do when you come back? You need to hurry and come back. Everybody kept telling me to hurry and come back. So I was like, okay, fine, I'm going to come back. So it's not even like I took a break, because I still had people trying to get me to come back. I still have badgirls.com. I'm on there. Mm-hmm. They were one of the first people that did a feature on me. They still promote me. Even when I was on a break, they were still promoting me on Twitter constantly.
Right.
So, I mean, if you're trying to build yourself and you want to do something, if you don't burn your bridges with people, they're still going to put you out there, whether you're out there doing something or not.
No.
So it makes
it easier. How do you know when the right time, you know, when is the right time to come back? How do you know? I know that answer, that question we did for different people, but for you personally, like, how do you know? Okay, even though, you know, you had people hitting you up, like, when is that point that told you, you know what, okay, I'm ready?
I had so many people hitting me up, and then I had different photographers hitting me up. And different, like, I would get emails saying, like, oh, we want to feature you on our site. And I was just like, I'm on my little break. I'm not going to do anything right now. And then finally, I just got to a point where I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do something. I surprised everybody, because I even surprised you. I just went and I did, like, this little shoot with my sponsor. I started kind of putting some pictures up here and there. And just kind of slowly came back in it. I didn't just throw myself back out there.
I was actually one of the first people you told you were going to take a break. You told, yeah, we had a walk early now. It's like, hey, we'll take a break and reemerge. But what was interesting was you said you were going to reemerge, but you kind of kept the same branding. And a lot of people, like, that's what I found so interesting about you. You kind of still kept the same brand. It was still the JoJo brand. It wasn't, let me change this completely different person that no one knows.
I thought about it, and I was just like, okay, I've had the name JoJo since I was little, since I was a toddler.
Right.
I've been called JoJo. And when I was on my break, in my mind I was on a break, but according to everybody else, I wasn't, but whatever. But I thought about it, and I was just like, why am I going to change my name? Everybody knows me as JoJo. Photographers that want to try and work with me, they know me as JoJo. So if I change my name, then that means I got to change my Twitter, my Instagram. I have to change everything. Just when I could just change the way I'm doing things and keep my name to where people know, like, okay, that's JoJo. Okay, I see where she changed that. I see what she's done differently. It doesn't make any sense to me to just sit there and change every single thing about me when I can just keep my name and just build it from there and just, you know, just change certain little things here and there, like, instead of me just doing,
this is what a lot of people don't realize, too, the difference of what or why. So, you know, some people are like, well, you know, Chris, let me use this person as an example. Well, Puff Daddy, as he was originally, he changed his name so many times, so why did he change his name? But I can't change, you know, he went from Puff Daddy to Puffy to P. Diddy to Diddy. No, why can't he change his name, but I can't? And
I don't know why he changed his name, but I mean, it's like, you got Dr. Dre. He kept his name. The most he would do is sometimes he would just go by Dre. but he kept Dre. So it's like you hear Dre, you know, okay, that's Dr. Dre. That's who that is. I think that if you want to reinvent yourself, then go ahead and do it. But there's no point in changing your name because everybody's already, they've grown to know you as this person by this name. So when they go looking or if they want to tell people like, hey, you know, I heard this artist, he's real dope or whatever, you know, go check him out. And then you go look for it and you can't find it because they didn't change their name. It's like, okay.
Right. And also on top of that, too, is like, what a lot of them realize, too, the key thing to why some people can change their brand names a million times and it still flow because the great denominator, money. When you got the money to be able to make the moves and call the power moves, you keep changing your name because you have the money to back your whole entire process. Example, I had a gig at Facebook. Facebook, when I was on Facebook back when they was only letting college people on there. Yes, but at some point in time, some people who don't realize that, at one point in time, Facebook is only letting people on it that were in college. Then they started letting people who were in high school on there, but you had to be invited by somebody who was in college. Then they started expanding to more letting everybody on there. Then they expanded to let's have brands on there, and then it just got, you know, so that's what kind of happened. And the reason why, you know, because at first everybody was kind of like, man, I'm not feeling this, man. Y'all changed the Facebook all the way. Like, we liked the fact it was just college. It was a different type of vibe. And it kind of cost them a little bit, but the reason why they were able to not take much of a hit, eventually, well, not even just keep the same name. Because, see, that goes to rebranding, too, because, like you said, changing the way you do stuff. And sometimes that can cost you, too. But if you don't have the moves, you don't have the power moves going on or the money to make people accept the change, then it's going to be that much harder. And, like, in your case, you had people who were invested in doing stuff with you, so if you change the way you did stuff, people will still know who you are. You will just be changing how you did it. With Facebook, they had changed what they did, and they had to use the money to go behind because people were, again, like I said earlier about trust, a big part of branding is trust. If people got trusted, okay, when I come here, this is what this is about. And that's why I am about, like, with Dust Fight. Like, when I originally started Dust Fight, I kind of was, I was going to make it like a different site for people to just, you know, promote themselves, period. And allow some of the regular people, allow some of the everyday people on there, too. But for me, everybody, all the sites do that because that's the easy way out. So I decided I wanted to make it about business. I mean, people that's in the industry, and that's business-minded people. So it could be something different. And like someone said, I'm like the black, you know, the black on the LinkedIn is, someone broke it down that way, the LinkedIn for the entertainment industry. That was the term they used, actually. And Nubbard said, you know, I'm like the black planet for the modeling. There was actually a whole entire magazine article on me in BX45 magazine that talked about Dust Spider being the black planet in the modeling industry. Because it was a black-owned site that kind of changed the game on stuff. And I don't know, I mean, that's why it was for me, you know, I appreciate so many people like yourself and all over that have supported Dust Spot thus far of me trying to do something different. And slowly but surely, more and more people are joining because of the brand. It goes to the brand, like, people are trusting the brand and everything goes with our team. I'm not... Oh, this was Dust Fight. Okay, then I trust it. You know, people who are
it's not just
Dust
that,
Fight,
it's word of mouth.
Yes. Big
yeah,
part.
People talking.
I was going to go through this.
When you have people talking about something in a good way, then people are going to run with it. But when you're talking about it in a negative way, they're not going to want to have, they're not going to want to fool with you. They're going to fall off.
But there's also a catch-22 to that, too. Because here's the thing, sometimes some people can be talking negative about you, but it might not have any validity. And you know, I think I always say good publicity, any publicity is good publicity, you know, because sometimes we get people just bad-mouth me, and people are going to find out, okay, let me go find out who this person is talking about their bad-mouth, and they go find the truth for themselves. And so sometimes what people will say, well, sometimes the bad stuff, you know, which might not be true, can kind of draw people to come to you too, check it out to see what you're really about.
Yeah, but when there's enough negativity going on in that direction of that topic, then that's when people start to realize, okay, there's some truth in this, because it's not just three or four people. It's a lot of people. And when it's a lot of people saying the same negative stuff about the same subject, you're not going to get that kind of exposure that you want. They might come check you out to see what it's all about, but they're not going to get wrapped up into that.
Right, and it's kind of like with branding. It's like, even just using me, each other's examples, like with branding with me and you. And kind of trusting each other's brands more became an effect of trusting the person behind the brand more. You know, understanding that. It's like, the more we start trusting each other, the more we start, okay, yeah, I want to support this person's brand. And so you have to invest in you, and especially, you know, when you keep showing, especially when you're consistently keeping that trust. So, you know, it's cool, man. Like, and a lot of people don't realize that, like, a lot of it's like people like yourself, like the Mama Angels of the world, that support what I do. And, you know, I can say, hey, I'm going to fly to the moon today. All right, I'm flying with you. It's not that y'all some monkey see, monkey do people. It's about, y'all thinking, because a lot of people get that confused. When there's people, when you say, hey, if you do something, this person's going to support you each and every way. It's not about that. It's just some people, they see that you consistently do great, and you've always held them down, and you do good, you just do so great with everything. They're going to continue to support you. So they're going to be like, okay, I'm going to get behind this dude to do this and do this with him, do this with him, do this with him. And that's how it is. Like, I get, like, I'm talking about approach minds up, like, every time, like, she's, like, since day one, she's been, like, hard, like, highly invested. And now I can say, I can be talking about, let's go to the moon. She's going to say, cool, I'm buckled in, let's go. And it was great, because if it was me and you, and I think it was great. I think it was kind of good, because sometimes I like people that like to be investigative and find, and, you know, and still kind of understand, hey, do I want to, Do I trust this brand or not? Because there's sometimes me and you, like, we're still flipping each other out. And I hate people who just, I like people who do that, that don't, it's not afraid to challenge the opinion. You know, and be able to challenge something and be able to, you know, bring a different aspect into it. And then eventually, you know, they're like, okay, I trust this brand. I like that. A lot of people just don't know how to embrace it.
Well, it's because you got to be able to take a chance. It's not just all about trusting. You got to be able to take a chance. If you can't take that chance, then you're not going to be able to do anything.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, you being a co-host on here, you know, it took taking a chance, and they took going to get back into branding. It took a whole entire thing of me understanding your branding and how you do stuff. And your reputation of branding, every time you're involved with something, you go hard at it. Even when the person who runs the brand might not be going as hard as themselves. And so it put me, so it go back to that word trust again. So it put me in the trust of the fact of, okay, I can trust this girl as a co-host. And to me, you know, because you know, plenty of people have had a chance to be. They're probably like in between the time I last had calls up to now. They're probably like, oh, you never had a call in a while. I'm surprised you got a call now. For me, it's like, yeah, I have to trust a person. I have to be able to trust them because, you know, I don't want to be sitting here 2 minutes later, I got to get another call. Like, I want some, because for me, and, you know, I'll be real sentimental, y'all. Y'all know how I do, man. I'm transparent on this show. You know, I want somebody that when, you know, if I can't do the show anymore, that, you know, because, you know, just because I can't do it, because if I had the ability to do the show, I would continue to do it. Like, if I ever came to a time where I can't do the show anymore, I want to hand it down to someone that can and be able to, you know, just build it. And I wanted to put it in anyone's hands.
Yeah.
And so,
The whole thing with the branding, you gotta, so whoever the person is, like, whatever your branding, what your brand is, you have to have that passion behind it to where when you talk about it to somebody, they get excited. And when word of mouth hits somebody, they're getting excited through that person because they're like, okay, well, they're excited. Well, let me see what the hype is all about. Let me go check this out. But if you can't even be excited about yourself, you can't expect anybody to follow you.
Right. It's not giving up. Some people, because see, here's the thing with you. Like, let's go back to the break stuff. Like, it wasn't that you gave up. You just took a break. Some people, they give up. There's a difference. They give up and they, because it's too hard or because things ain't happening fast. Especially if you're involved in the entertainment industry in any aspect, just take the place that you're going magic or go fast. Yeah, some people, you know, because y'all see some of these people that get their careers going in the right direction so quickly that it makes y'all think that, oh, well, you know, I'm better than them, so why am I still not going that way? If it was that easy, everybody'd be doing it. And everybody'd be rich right now.
It's not easy. The reason why I took my break is I worked nonstop for damn near a year and a half, probably 2 years, building myself up to get my reputation to have that good name. And everybody knows that when I work hard. And I get excited about myself,
right.
But I'm not conceited. I don't sit here and say, like, oh, I'm the best one out there. I'm my worst critic because I will sit there and I will argue with people about my own pictures. And I'm like, no, because my post could have been better. Or licking my face or something. I can pick out the stuff in my own pictures where I'm like, this shouldn't have been like this. I'm my worst critic. But I work hard and I study my stuff. So I took a break because I worked hard nonstop between my kids and my job that I had. And the modeling. I worked hard, so I needed a break. And even on my break, I still did a few little photo shoots here and there just because I wanted to make sure that when I came back, I knew what I was doing still, and I still had whatever it was that I had before I took my break, I wanted it to be better.
Right, and here's the thing, resources. You got to have free, you know, and this isn't just about branding, this is about doing, you know, business,
anything.
Man. Resources. It means
you have to have resources.
Money.
You have to have those people that are going to stand by you no matter what. You're going to have to be able to throw yourself out there. Whether it's your first time or you've been doing it for years, you have to be able to throw yourself out there to where people are going to believe what you're saying and they're going to trust you and they're going to want to roll with you.
So we got to get past the point of everybody thinks just because they meet this time is, or because I look good, that's supposed to be enough. It's plenty of people, man, that look good or have good music. What's separating?
Yeah.
And most of the things all they say is now what you know is who you know. Well, it's not just what you know who you know. It's about what can you bring to the table. And if you don't have it,
it's about you.
Like, sometimes some people might not have transportation. Like, it could be a big person to come in your area, and they're, like, influencer to town or whatnot. And that means you're a fly. That means you're a drive them around. Well, you don't have the money. You don't have the money to regularly have built this person, but you have the resource of having a car to be able to drive this person around. And so now you have the connections that you have this car. And so that resource gives you a little leverage because now, again, you have a resource to be able to bring to the table and make the moves happen. And if you don't have the car, because some people like this, they don't have a car, nor they don't have money. And so it makes it that much, you know, you don't have anything, it makes it that much
harder. That's
where
sponsors come in.
Right. Or if you don't have the resources, you got to work that much harder. And a lot of y'all not ready to work as hard as you really you should have needed to. And then also going to think, if you're trying to move so fast, first of all, stop looking at people that who are doing stuff that you're not going to ever want to do. Like, I hate models that do this. They look up into models that are strippers on the side, too. And one of those, well, everybody knows this model. I won't be on her level and all that. But you forgot to add the point that one of her big resources is she's a stripper, so she's doing two things. Being a stripper, she's being able to be in some spots to lie at those people who are potential investors. And she's building a cash flow to be able to make stuff happen. Because I'm talking, like, a lot of times you talk to photographers, they'll tell you a lot. Y'all always want to go straight for the strippers and talk about them. But a lot of photographers, I've heard this story 10 times that they're like, well, the strippers are the main ones who actually pay for their photo shoots. And so to you can't do too much hating. And I think it's what messed it up. Like, everybody thinks that everybody is strip club mode all the time because of some of the people that do that on Facebook already. That are like, they want to be in strip club lifestyle all day long, which is what?
That makes no sense. So everybody's trying to make it seem like, I'm not knocking strippers, do what you do, but everybody's making it seem like that what's in right now. No, what's supposed to be in right now is that you take care of yourself doing something that, you know, if you have kids, your kids are going to be proud of you. When they get older, they're going to be proud. But you also have to do something where if you're trying to build yourself, that you're not going to have any regrets later on, or you're not going to doubt yourself later on for it. And you don't want to get mixed up into something negative where you might have your supporters right now, but where are they going to be 3 or 4 years from now?
Right. Or even more.
Like, my break?
On this
how
point.
Long was my break? My break was like, what, 4 months? 4 or 5 months?
No, it was more than 4 months. It's about six months.
Well, my little break, it was like 6 months, and all the supporters that I had before I took my break, I still had them when I came back, and then some.
Yeah, but most of the ones you had were the ones that you supported, too. Let's make sure we get that clear, too, because a lot of people think that it's just like...
This
is what the idiots think. This is what some of the idiots think out there. They think that, oh, I had my supporters that came back. They think like it was like, oh, I didn't really need them. You know, I wasn't really supporting them. They just, no, it's a mutual thing, people. She had support because she also supported them. So when she came back, it was back to them supporting each other. And that's what
I support.
It's not all about y'all. God, there's so many people that do that. It's not about them.
Everybody.
It's not about shit.
I support everybody. So a good chunk of my supporters are other underground artists and whatnot. It's most of my supporters are artists. But that's because I support them. And even if I don't go to a show, I'll still buy a ticket. Now, some of them get mad at me because they're like, we really want to see it. And I was like, okay, well, I have kids and I got a job. So if I'm tired, I'm not going to go. But I'll still buy a ticket to support because I know a lot of the artists, you know, they got to sell tickets and whatnot. So I'll still support them. And then, two, I still have supporters that have nothing to do with modeling or hosting or radios or anything like that. It's just regular, average people that, you know, I find in the mall or something. But the reason why I have them is because, number one, I'm not like how some of these people are. They're extra conceited or they're just like, you have to follow me, you have to do this. I'm not like that.
Right. And, I mean, with me, with my branding too, like you said, with people who aren't in the industry, like when I'm out and about, if I'm hosting an event or I'm going to go support, like I go support events, you know, to put myself out there. I go out, people are like, man, I know that's that dude, Steady G. I'm the dude that you see in the middle upstairs for that be training up and be you know, because it's always fun because a lot of times I dress, you know, I dress pretty or whatnot, and so it throw people off. And like, they don't see what's getting ready. They don't see what's coming. They don't know that they supposed to see this tall behind me in front of, like, go hard. Like, dang, that dude goes hard. Like, dang, this dude be going hard. And that's the fun part about the elements. That's another part of your brain. It has some element of surprise about yourself. Like, that kind of makes you want to understand you more, too, because of the mystique you've been around yourself. Oh, another thing we're bringing, too, some of y'all got quit telling all y'all business on Facebook. That, I mean, for real, like, y'all tell too much of y'all
dude
business.
Dude can't put those. You know what? I don't put nothing out there. Y'all don't know nothing about me unless you're in my circle. You're a close personal friend. That's the only way you're going to find out anything going on in my life. Other than that, you don't know nothing. You'll be lucky if
like,
you know about clothes. I don't even post that on Facebook half the time.
Like, it's cool people to you know, I mean, I post some of my business related and whatnot, and I post some personal stuff about that's in my brain or just experience something during time to family, something like that. You know, here and there, but y'all don't know everything I do. Some of y'all tell all this is what they do, bro. They tell their whole entire business every time they get them they make over that man think y'all in the name they can be.
That's the thing. Nobody's gonna want to deal with you when you're giving everybody the playbook to your life. Nobody's gonna want to deal with you because they're gonna be like, okay, well, if I'm associating with you, you're gonna put my business out there too.
Exactly.
It's only a matter of time. I don't trust you. I don't want to deal with you. Leave me alone.
And that's what, you know, in current times. That's a deal breaker for me. I make that so clear. That's a deal breaker for me even talking to someone. And you're a person that posts every time you're mad about anything, you post on Facebook every time you're mad, all that kind of stuff. I don't want it, or you already doing it. I think I can't date you because that means that all our stuff will be public all the time. And that's why I think I'll be a perfect celebrity because, you know, people always got probably watching find celebrities because they want to find out something about them that they want, there's so much mystique behind them and they want to dig into their life. And with me, I make it a little hard to, you know, know every aspect of what's going on with me. If you're not there at the moment, you're not going to be able to know it. Like, I can say something like, I'm turning up at the club, but I don't take a picture of every freaking thing I'm doing, man. Or post fancy about everything I'm doing, man. If you ain't in the moment, you're just not in the moment. You just have to, you know, take it in stride.
Like, people want to surround themselves with people that they know no matter what goes down, they're not going to see it on social media in 5 minutes. Because when you start all that negativity, like you have a falling out with somebody you used to work with and you start coming back because you see that they're doing better than you and you want to start airing everything, not only are you making yourself look stupid, you're messing up what they have. And instead of you just being like the bigger person, being like, okay, I'm happy that, you know, they're able to do what I wasn't able to do for myself, they want to try to ruin it for that person because it didn't work out for them. So when you're out there doing that, people aren't going to look at you like, oh, I want to work with you because, you know, you're telling the truth. They're going to look at you like, okay, I don't want to work with you because you get mad at me, you're going to do the same thing.
Right. Say if you were, I've got an announcement to make, just kind of keep you guys afloat what's going on. You know, every year during Texas Relay time, We do a show from live from Austin, and always in different spots every year. It's always fun. I always love it, man. Like last year, they do one last year. I think they did one last year.
I didn't go.
And then
they did one last year. I got invited out, but I didn't go.
Well, I know they do Texas Relays every year, but I'm talking about their show there. I did my show there. The year before that, I did my show there, too. because and that was pretty funny. That was when I did live in the hotel lobby. That was funny. And I was like going, I'm on the show. I'm going in on people I see walking in the lobby. I'm going in on. And so it was just fun, man. And this year's going to be crazy because this will be the
first
year
special guest
I'm
out there?
Doing it. And I'm going to have my special guest co. The special guest co is wrong wording. I have a special guest, and a special guest is my co-host, who you're talking to now, JoJo. She'll be there.
Oh, I thought you were
going
to say you're going to have Cleo Thomas there. I was about to get happy.
This will be the first time ever that I will have my actual co-host that I have on the regular show. I'm live with me there. This will be. I'm so excited about it. It's going to be the first time.
Yes, you're going to have my awesomeness there.
And be live and direct, man. I can't wait. Definitely. I will post more information and come close to the date as far as where it be at. Even if it's in the hotel lobby again, this year it'll be good because it'll be in downtown. I never stay downtown. I'll be in downtown this year. So, yes, it's going to be bananas. And so, yeah, me and JoJo will be doing something. I also have another surprise that day that be going on. And
you got Cleo Thomas?
I will tell you guys this. I'll give you a hint. It's a new brand that I'll be releasing. So, you won't be able to find out about it until that weekend. That the new brand will be released that weekend and going further. And that's adding to it. Y'all see how that's not priority branding. Like I said again, to keep the people on their toes and always keep them to speak about yourself and make sure that making them anticipate is worth the anticipation. In this case, it's worth the anticipation. I'm thinking about doing something goofy. I'm thinking about doing this, like a pillow fight or like YouTube, something goofy. No one does it like that. It's fun. I think it's going to be funny and goofy to get y'all something. We're going to be pillow fighting. It was going to be me versus JoJo.
Let's have a drinking.
You said what?
Let's have a drinking contest. No, I'm kidding.
No, that might be cool. No, but we're going to make it fun. No, we're going to make it fun.
We should have a shirtless contest. All the guys going through the lobby have to take their shirts off and wash it. You don't have a shirtless body. I am a very blunt person. If you're walking around and you do not have a shirtless body, I'm going to let you know. Take it how you want to.
I'm thinking we got to do something. We got to make it crazy. We got to make the drinking kind of crazy. I have an idea. Okay, so we're gonna let y'all start giving ideas of what to do. I'm thinking about something like you gotta make it fun. I'm thinking like eat some belt, like some jalapeno. Eat a jalapeno, then you gotta take a shot. You gotta eat a jalapeno, then you gotta take a shot. I think that's gonna be crazy to watch. No one's doing it. No one's crazy enough to do it. I think that's going to be fun.
You know what?
Because we got to go hard.
The Hispanics are crazy enough to do it.
But you know what? I'm going to need some water.
The Hispanics are crazy enough to do it. I'm not going to do it, but.
We're going to count with some people. We're going to brainstorm. Like, Jonah gave a good with the drinking one. Because I want to do something like kind of unique and funny with it. Because y'all know me, everything has to have a little comedy to it. All right, so we out, people. We'll see y'all next week. Oh, tomorrow, man, tomorrow's show, Glitz and Glamour, Glitz and Glamour. Our Real Sport Radio will be back tomorrow. And, man, oh, man, it's been a long time since they've been on here. So Thursdays are back on the show, on the network, excuse me. And we'll see
what
happens
tomorrow, go ahead and add Friday to the mix.
So. All right, yeah.
Fridays to the mix.
At one point, when I first, like, early starting out, on here, my early years, I did a show every day.
That's
just,
yeah, let's
add. And they used to be, no, not only did I do it every day, there were 3 hours. Whoa, that you were talking about crazy. 3 hours every day, that was wild. That was a lot
of
work.
We need to invest in doing a Friday show. I'm thinking about when we do that show in Austin.
I'm going to make it a long show, like 2 hours. I'm thinking about doing that. Like, just doing 1 hour is not going to be justice. Cause you got to go hard.
That's
so,
not.
All right,
that's
y'all, we're going to be
live in the flesh. You know what? Happy birthday, Dr. Dre.
Happy birthday, bro. Keep doing what you do, man. Thank you for being one of the pioneers for hip hop, man. We appreciate you. People, make sure y'all brand yourselves well. If y'all miss any parts of the show, go to blogtalkradio.com/Fetty J. JoJo, let them know how they can follow you.
Instagram, Southwest JoJo, everything's on there.
Bam. Fetty J does, type it in. Damn near everywhere, you're going to find me. I kid you not. And, yeah, man, we want to remind you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all to the episode of Life at Dusk Live, your boy City J, and your girl JoJo. And our public service announcement we give every Wednesday, if you're going to help somebody, please do it responsibly.